The SMC Cartage Company was at 2122 North Clark Street in Chicago. George Bugs Moran was expecting a shipment of smuggled Canadian whiskey from Detroit. In the warehouse that day were Johnny May, an ex-safecracker who had been hired as an auto mechanic and who kept his dog tied to the bumper of the truck he was working on that St. Valentine's Day, 1929. Frank and Pete Gusenberg were waiting for the shipment, as was James Clark, Moran's brother-in-law, Adam Heyer, Al Weinschenk, and a young optometrist named Reinhard Schwimmer, who had befriended Moran and just liked hanging around gangsters. But Bugs was late that day. He came around the corner and saw three cops in two plain clothes get out of a cop car and move into the warehouse. He assumed it was a shakedown, but as he took cover, he heard the machine gun. The cops were Al Capone's boys, led by Machine Gun McGurn. They lined the Moran gang up against the wall and blasted away. It would be the beginning of the end of the Capone era, even though he was in Miami when it went down. Everybody knew it was him. The public's love affair with what they'd seen as a colorful, cartoon-like character ended that day. Like the Lexington Hotel, where Capone kept the fifth-floor suite, the warehouse was torn down and is now a fenced-in area with five trees, the middle one marking the spot where they bought it. An entrepreneur bought the 417 bricks, bullet holes and all, and started selling them for $1,000 each. But everyone who bought one returned it. Every buyer was suddenly struck with extremely bad luck. Illness, financial ruin, divorce, and death. Passers-by still hear strange sounds as they walk past the five trees late at night. Distant screams, the hollow sound of machine gun fire, and the echoed howling of Johnny May's dog.
Hey, I gotta get it. Look, if you boys want to pick up a little money tonight, at the University of Illinois they're having, you should pardon the expression, a St. Valentine's dance.
We'll take it.
You got it. $6 a man. Be on the campus at Urbana at 8 o'clock.
All the way to Urbana for a one-night stand?
It's $12. We can get one of the overcoats at a hawk.
There's only one thing left Tell me, Capone, where did you ever get the guts to come back to this town?
What are you talking about? This is my town, remember? I belong here. I ain't done nothing wrong.
You've done everything, from assault and battery to murder.
Oh, officer, on my honor, I never murdered anybody.
Uh-huh. What about Mac Keeley? What about the St. Valentine's Day Massacre?
What about it? I was in Florida the whole time.
Sure, Mac Keeley was your buddy. Moran's gang were all your friends. You were miles away, a dozen witnesses. Only now you don't bother to use some punks from a local pool hall. No, you surround yourself with fine, upright citizens. But you set everything up, Al. You set it up and your torpedoes pull the triggers.
Let's get out of this place. Eddie hasn't any romance in his soul. Let's go to a speakeasy.
What's romantic about a speakeasy?
I'm going to propose to you again.
And no cracks from you. The only funny crack I can think of would have to come from her.
Yeah? What's that? If she said yes.
I wanna destroy you.
Started that set with the howling of Johnny May's dog, a sound which reportedly can still be heard late at night at the site of the massacre. Hush, Deep Purple's coolest record. Richie Blackmore at his absolute best, playing that very fuzzy, cool guitar. John Lord at his best, playing that B3. This record originally released, I believe, on the Tetragram label in the U.S. Whose label was that? That's right, Bill Cosby. The Magnificent Dave Clark 5 with Bits and Pieces, one of their 15 top 20 hits from 64 to 67. Amazing sound, the most powerful drums ever recorded.
Former coolest song in the world, St. Valentine's Day Massacre, by the Twilight Zone, from the soundtrack of Not Fade Away, and it is on vinyl. Get it from Abco. Fabulous package. Andrew Lou Goldham liner notes and all. Yeah. Sean McGarrow singing, the lead actor from the movie, and Jack Houston singing background. Jack, the half-faced guy from Boardwalk Empire. If you want to see his whole face, I suggest you go see Not Fade Away. It's worth seeing, both Jack's face and the movie. Transvision Vamp's love song for Bugs Moran. Bad Valentine, written by Nikki Sayre and produced by Duncan Bridgman. Former coolest song of the world, I Want to Destroy You for the Soft Boys, re-released on this very cool collection, Children of Nuggets. They did a terrific job on this stuff. The packaging is amazing and quite definitive in their choices of who to include. And one of Burt Burns' many classics, Killer Joe by the Rockefellers. Five Filipino brothers somehow found their way to Burt Burns. Lucky them. We're going to reload and be back.
Esto es Little Steven's Underground Garage. Volvemos en un segundo en Rock FM.
Our coolest song in the world this week comes from the rock and roll capital of the world, Atlanta, Georgia. Please welcome back, for the first time in 15 years, we welcome back the Black Crowes.
Trying to lose my lonely and self-imposed exile. I want adventure. I want romance.
Ned, there's no such thing as adventure. There's no such thing as romance. There's only trouble and desire.
Trouble and desire?
That's right. And the funny thing is, when you desire something, you immediately get in trouble. And when you're in trouble, you don't desire anything at all.
I brought wondrous people together.
Do we know any of the matches you've made, the successful ones, say?
Well, Madame Curie.
Madame and Dr. Curie?
No, Madame Curie and Benjamin Franklin.
Now, just a moment, there's no record of Benjamin Franklin and Madame Curie ever having been... Oh, well, sir, I don't want to go into that. I don't want it to go into that.
What do you think, he flew a kite all night?
No kidding, I'm ready to fight. I've been looking for my baby all night. If I get her in my sight, boom, boom, out go the light. I thought I was treating my baby fair. Now she's getting all in my hair. And if I get her in my sight, boom, boom, out go the light. Thank you. the light. Never been so mad before. Turn to find out you ain't mine no more. If I get up in my sight, boom, boom, out go the light.
Gave him a valentine because I felt sorry for him.
Ah, sweet pity. Where would my love life have been without it?
What do you say to a boy to let him know you're not interested?
Well, honey,
let me handle this, Marge. I've heard them all. I like you as a friend. I think we should see other people. I know speak English.
I get the idea.
I'm married to the sea. I don't want to kill you, but I will.
Honey, I tell this boy that you're very flattered, but you're just not ready for this kind of thing.
Thanks, Mom.
And if that doesn't work, six simple words. I'm not gay, but I'll learn.
Started that set with our coolest song in the world this week. The Black Crowes are back with Wanting and Waiting. The album is Happiness Bastards, the 10th studio album and first in 15 years. The brothers are back together after the after their brotherly love tradition that started with the Louvin brothers, carried on by the Everly brothers, into the Davies brothers, the Kinks, and all the way to the Gallagher brothers with Oasis, the Robinson brothers, very traditional guys. And we love them for that. The new one's produced by Jay Joyce, who has worked with Iggy and the Wallflowers, and the record's great. Joining Chris and Rich Robinson, new bass player. I don't know how new now, because, been kind of out of sight for a while, and Basically, the original cats, Jeff Cease, Johnny Colt, and Steve Gorman, been gone for a minute. And replacing them now, Sven Pippian on bass. I think an additional guitar player is Nico Berciatua. I'm not sure who the new drummer is. It might be Cully Simington. And a new keyboard player might be Eric Deutsch. So we know for a fact it's the Robinson Brothers and Steve Pippian. The other names are speculations on my part. Get it from theblackcrows.com. The album will be coming in March. Our coolest song in the world this week, and it is very cool. Wanting and Waiting from the upcoming Happiness Bastards. The Black Crows are back. The Kinks. Romance comes and goes, but the world keeps going round. From their third album, The Kink Controversy, written by Ray Davies and produced by Shel Talmy. Boom, boom, out go the lights. Yes, a little romantic interaction from the greatest harmonica player that will ever live, but by all reports, not exactly Gandhi. That scar above his nose always kind of gave it away. Little Walter, Chess Records 1955, died in a street fight, so... yeah, that's where that's at. And Iggy Pop and James Williamson, Kill City. Originally from Bomp, yeah, Greg Shaw's label. Now on the new compilation, A Million in Prizes. Soupy Sales, two sons, Tony and Hunt, are on that record. We got more chart busters on the way, baby. And they all have bullets.
Say hello to my little friend!
Don't move.
Quiero un auto que me mole.
Nuestra oferta es enorme.
Yo mi coche quiero tasar.
Nadie le va a pagar más.
Si en las huellas quieres buscar,
el de Sevilla de perlas me va.
Te lo traemos de saldo está.
15 días para probar, 1000 kilómetros para rodar.
Ocasión Plus.
Rock FM, Madrid, 101.7.
Thank you.
This just in. Shops in Saudi Arabia are nearing a deadline to ensure they are not selling goods marking Valentine's Day. Shops and other outlets, such as restaurants, are officially banned from marking Valentine's Day, in which lovers traditionally exchange cards and gifts. All shop displays, such as red roses, have to be removed by the end of Wednesday. A Saudi newspaper has written, "The authority for enjoining good and preventing evil has given retail outlets 3 days to rid themselves of Valentine's Day paraphernalia. Patrols have been organized to enforce the ban, and teachers have been instructed to warn pupils not to wear red, the color associated with Valentine's Day. Meanwhile, in India, Valentine's Day is becoming more popular among the young, and last year the Hindu Shiv Sena Party took part in violent protests against it, calling it cultural pollution from the West, burning Valentine's cards, and labeling the 14th of February a cultural invasion. A BBC correspondent in Delhi says police will be watching closely to make sure nobody kisses anybody or shows any signs of Western-style affection. Now this.
You don't like me seeing Leo because you're jealous. Admit that you've got a heart, even though it may be small and feeble, and you can't remember the last time you used it.
If I'd known we were going to cast our feelings into words, I'd have memorized the Song of Solomon.
Maybe that's why I like you, Tom. I never met anybody made being a son of a bitch such a point of pride. But one day you'll pay the price for it.
Okay, Verna. But until then, let's get Stango.
Let's do something else first.
I saw walking down the street. He jumped down, he knocked it off her feet. And then I knew it was the end of her. Skinny Kalaska, Skinny Kalaska, Skinny Kalaska, tonight, tonight. Hey, Skinny Kalaska, hey, Skinny Kalaska, hey, Skinny Kalaska, tonight, tonight. When I saw her walking down the street, paused and still and skipped a beat. Then he knocked her on the floor, but he wanted just a little bit more. Skinny kill that girl, hey, skinny kill that girl, hey, skinny kill that girl tonight, tonight. Hey, skinny kill that girl, hey, skinny kill that girl, hey, skinny kill that girl tonight, tonight. When I saw her walking down the street, paused still and skipped the beat. Then he knocked her on the floor, but he wanted just a little bit more. He jumped and he knocked her off her feet. And then I knew it was the end of her. Hey, skinny kill that girl. Hey, skinny kill that girl. Hey, skinny kill that girl tonight, tonight. Hey, skinny kill that girl. Skinny kill that girl, hey, skinny kill that girl tonight, tonight. When I saw her walking down the street, my heart stood still and skipped a beat. Then he knocked her on the floor, but he wanted just a little bit more.
Would be no more tempting of the woman by the devil and no banishment from the paradise on earth. It's got to be. A revolution of love is the positive answer. Banishment of war and the bomb is only a negative answer. And there have been revolutions of love before, accomplished always by some isolated individual like Casanova, Valentino, Sinatra. But now the intensity and the need is such that there are more than one. It's not a vain and self-centered thing, but it spreads.
My engine all been steam, and I was grinding at you hard to fast. I was burning down the rail to heat the wake, hauling ass and riding up the track. And I laughed at the conductor who was telling me my coal would never last. When the fire in my boiler quit before I came, there ain't no empty cell, I need a gone damn flame. Once was at a time when I could mama shave on dry and raise a fever when I was down ship. Waiting at the station with the heavy loaded sack, saving up and holding just to spit. Shooting a supply for my demon's eye, instead of waiting for time to hope I will. When the fire in my boiler up and quit before I came, there ain't no empty cell, I need a gone dead train. Yes, a gone dead train. Got to help it to burn, you know it's a gone. Learn.
drain to run a dry well for. In the fire, in my boil up and quit before I came. There ain't no empty cell, I need a gone dead train.
It's Mystery Date, the thrilling new Milton Bradley game of romance and mystery that's just for you. And you, and you, and you. Mystery Date, will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream or a dud?
Oh!
Fun and surprises, that's Mystery Date. Remember, Milton Bradley makes the best games in the world. So, girls,
open the door for your mystery date.
Get Mystery Date.
It was.
She's not the girl who misses much. Oh yeah. She's well acquainted with the touch of the velvet hand, like a lizard on a window pane. A man in the crowd with the multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots, lying with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. Soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust.
By the way, I understand people wanting to get, you know, violent if they're hanging around watching celebrity figure skating, things like that. That'll make you want to get right into that forensic lab and check out some blood and guts immediately. And speaking of CSI and homicide and law and order and criminal minds and numbers and bones and I don't know what else. Psychotic Reaction from the Count Five sums it all up. That had to be on Double Shot Records, 1966. And a Valentine from the Ramones, Queen Style, You're Gonna Kill That Girl. From the Ramones, Leave Home. One of my favorite movies of all time was a flick called Performance. And the main song was Gone Dead Train, sung by Randy Newman and written by Jack Nitzsche, who did the whole soundtrack. And the legendary Russ Titelman. Very influential, that movie. If you haven't seen it, check that out.
Strange Weather. Mark Valentine. The album is Basement Sparks. Track written by Mark and Dave Draper and produced by Dave Draper. Get it from wickedcoolrecords.com.
John Lennon said he saw it on a bumper sticker and wrote Happiness is a Warm Gun. For the White Album, 1968. Raise a glass, baby. Let's toast old St. Valentine, who gave his head so we could get some.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.
We want to thank the Hard Rock cafes, hotels, casinos, and the Seminole coolest Indian tribe ever for being our sponsor from day one. And I want to thank all of the Hard Rock employees around the world as we stop in and do our DJ thing when we're on the road. Nicest people in the world, in addition to the best food. And someday,
will be a rock and roll circuit. I'm never going to give up on that. We want to thank Premier Networks, our new syndicator, Julie Talbot, Rick Bucchietti, Tanya Juhasz, and Corey Neal. Forgive the pronunciation. I'll get it right eventually. And if you're in need of any guitars or amps or tambourines, go see Andy Babuke. I want to thank our... Is Intrepid the word? Or is that an aircraft carrier? Dennis Mortensen, who puts the show together every week in spite of the odds. Go to undergroundgarage.com if you've missed any of our last 750 shows. And Facebook and Twitter and at Stevie Van Zandt. You can talk to me personally. And thank you, Alan Freed. We'll see you all next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
Nice ride.
Go back to Jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.
Aquí suena música apta para todas las edades. De niños grandes a maduritos interesantes. Somos Rock FM. Shut up.